Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. And, you know, if you got any questions, give us a call, 222-8255 for Brett here from Fish Bikes Trading Post. And now, a lot of people probably think that that's all you carry is fish bites.
Oh, but, no, we carry, we're heavy into all kinds of artificial baits. We have all the plastics. We have bitters. We have saltwater assassin. We have them, you know, we have Slayer. We have pretty much, you know, everything that everybody wants, and that's how we stock our store. People mm-hmm. come in and they say, hey, can you get us this and can you get us that, and we write it on the board. Marty orders it, and like I said, if it might come in the next week or it might be 6 months. You just can't tell nowadays. You know, it's post-COVID, so mm-hmm. you know, everything's, you know, either they have it or they don't, and it could be forever or it could be next week. So, you know, we do that's basically how we've stocked that shop is, mm-hmm. is people telling us what they need. And, you know, we try a vendor and you know, and see how they work out. Yeah. And that's how we do it. So, and we do try to keep all of our money local. We try to keep our money in Florida if we can, you know, Bull Bay rods and, Florida fishing products, both Florida companies. So, you know, we really like to keep our money in Florida if we
can.
That's great.
Is Blackfin in Florida?
Blackfin is in Florida. Yes. Yeah. And that's our offshore rod company. They have inshore too, but we're pretty heavy in their offshore rods, so and we do real well with those. A lot of people don't know we carry offshore because we started out carrying mostly inshore products.
Yeah.
And we just branched out to offshore, and we have, because people came in and asked for it. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just a lot of people that, and there's a lot of people in St. John's County that want to keep their money in St. John's County as well. You mm-hmm. know, so that's, you know, that's another thing. So it's all good, man. We, you know, we're still growing. We're still putting in products that we think are going to sell, and we take a chance on them, and mm-hmm. and we usually do pretty good. So it's all fun, man. It's not even a job for me. You know, it's just fun. You know,
I think about how hard it would be to work with all that fishing tackle.
Oh, man.
I'd be broke.
Well, like I said earlier, you know, it's definitely a sickness. I told Michal, I'm not getting anything this pay period, and I held out for a while until these nice new pliers these Primo pliers came in, and that was it. I was done, you know. So,
what are the Danforth? Is that what are the pliers called?
Danco's. Yep.
Mm. I have a pair of those that I've had now for 20 years.
Mm.
And yep. The ones, they're just the black, you know, the black and they're the old school ones.
Right.
But it used to be able to get their blades replaced really easy. Now you got to send them back. They used to, you know, send you the blades and you put them in. But mm-hmm. it's so funny with pliers because those stay at home now.
Yeah.
And I don't use them on the boat as much because I've kicked over so many pairs of pliers. Mm-hmm. I've broken. I had a client give me the mm-hmm. Able pliers for Christmas a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And I had, you know, on a lanyard. And yeah. I had a kid sling a stingray in the boat. So I had him in my hand, and I stretched out like this and jumped backwards. I'm raising my hand all the way up with a lanyard. Well, the lanyard snapped, and I didn't realize it. Well, I went to put it in my pocket, caught my shirt, thought it was in there, and I went, blink, yep. right in the water. And I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
They were like 3 days old, and I'm like, are you kidding me?
That's the story of my life with those, you know. Yeah. I do a lot of wade fishing, and I've lost so many pairs in the water and in the mud, you know. And finally I said, you know, I'm gonna get a nice pair, and I'm gonna strap them to my belt, and they're not going anywhere. So I wear them.
He's got double lanyards on. He's got them zip-tied, too.
Oh, I'm not losing this pair. I got news for you.
Yeah, it's always nice to have those super good pliers. But I tell you what, anymore, I don't use pliers on the boat. I use a stainless steel D-hooker, the one that has the two handles you squeeze.
Mm-hmm.
A little hook goes back up in the cylinder.
Mm-hmm.
I have two different sizes. And then I use the snips that I get from you guys with the from the trading post that has the longer blades on them.
Right.
Because I can cut anything with it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the one thing with the fish bites is you got to cut the mesh off after they eat everything off of it.
Mm. Yep.
But, you know, it's pliers. I'm like, I don't need them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the D-hooker is my favorite tool.
I like to have the pliers because when I get toad fish, like at the jetties,
yeah,
and I just reach down in there. You know, a kale hook when you're bottom fishing.
Oh, yeah.
For drum or ridge or whatever.
Shake it right off.
You know, you just take it in your flip.
Yeah.
I call it the Tyson flip. I flip
Tyson
thing.
Flip.
Yep. People go, how do you do that? I'm like, well, I try to show them.
Yeah.
And they don't get it. But if you reach down there and grab that bend of the hook, you can just flip him right off.
Yeah.
Right? And it's pretty neat because toadfish, you don't really want to handle that much.
No.
You know, the small toadfish, I don't mind handling. I mean, you can, you know, they've got the spines that are in their gills. They don't look like spines because they're covered up in skin, but they're pretty sharp.
Yeah.
But if you get one by the belly and just stick your hand, you know, stick your fingers up in your finger and your thumb up in his gills, he'll stop moving for you. Let's get Rob on this morning. Morning, Rob.
Good morning, Vic. Chip, how you doing this morning?
Doing good. How about you, sir?
Great, great. This time next week, I'll be over in Steinhatchee getting ready to go fishing with the guys from Hooked on Heroes.
Yeah, I talked to him a while back. I called him and talked to him. He was on the water that day and gave him the information, sent him the information. Do you know if they got something set up?
Set up for what, Chip?
With fish bites.
I have no clue.
Okay. Because I shared contact back and forth. So hopefully they did.
All right. So you haven't talked to fish bites at your end?
Yes, I did. I talked to them first and then communicated back and forth.
Okay, great.
So hopefully they got something for that tournament they're doing over there.
Duperty.
And let me know if they didn't, if they didn't communicate, because I'll call again.
Okay, I can call and talk to Ron this morning and see if they've got something set up. If not, I'll call you back or text you
okay.
later today or tomorrow.
Okay.
So what are they doing over there now? Go ahead and explain that to you, Rob.
It is an organization that takes veterans out fishing all for free. They have people that volunteer their boats and their time, and they take veterans out, especially disabled. And before the COVID thing came along, they were taking veterans out that from as far away as Ohio, Pennsylvania, all over the country. And they just provide a whole day of fishing for them. Donuts and coffee and stuff in the morning, and lunch in the afternoon, and the soda and bait and rods and everything.
That's so awesome.
Are they taking them in boats or kayaks or what?
In boats, a lot of pontoon boats and bay boats and stuff.
They're in Steinhatchee, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's such great water over there to fish like that too.
Yeah, you got to know where you're going then.
Yeah,
if you want your lower unit
left.
Unit to stay on.
The lower unit graveyard.
Yeah, that and Homosassa is the same way.
Is it?
Yeah, we went in an area one time. Bob Morris and I were fishing a tournament. We came out of there, and some of the tournament guys were like, "You guys fish back in there?" We're like, "Yeah." We didn't know where we were going. We had a great day. You know, we rubbed a little bit, but you know.
I grew up. My dad's good friend bought a place in Horseshoe Beach.
Yeah.
It was an old bait shop. We turned it into a nice little cabin. I was probably about 10, I guess, when he bought it, and something like that. And then, of course, from that point on, we were, you know, fishing over there all the time. But so you could go over there any time of the day. It didn't matter tide or morning or whatever. You could just go over there and catch as many trout as you wanted to anytime, you know.
That's awesome.
It was crazy. Well, how can they get a hold of that organization there, Rob?
They have a web page, Hooked on Heroes. I think it's hookedonheroes.com. I gave Chip Ron Caudill's phone number.
Okay.
And there's, I think I aired y'all's Hooked on Heroes number.
All right. Hookedonheroes.com. Appreciate it, Rob.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, Seared Tuna, and Spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mandarin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and black and mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
Digesting. Crazy. So anyway, we were talking about your other products you have over there, and the Florida Fishery products. Y'all have all sizes of reels and stuff.
Yeah, they from the 1,000s all the way up to the 8,000s.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I couldn't imagine.
Tell you what, if you're offshore fishing,
yeah,
and you want to do some jigging, mm-hmm, for big fish, I mean, it's a big reel. The 8,000 is, but those, mm-hmm, that's what those guys are using. But you get a good jigging rod. Mm-hmm. You could pull anything up with that, yeah, thing. I mean, Jewfish, or excuse me, Goliath grouper.
Yeah.
You know, it's such a strong reel.
Yeah.
You know, with I use the 8s, the 6s, and the 5s for bull red fishing, mm-hmm, just depending. But the 8,000 is almost overkill on them, because I don't want to go too light with a reel, because I don't want the fish to fight too long,
right,
to fatigue them.
Yeah.
But you also want to get them up off the bottom. And once you get them up and they start gassing, then you're able to, you know, float them up and get them released really quick.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, they're awesome. They carry they had so much stuff in there. I was walking around the other day going, man, I'll take some of those.
Room for more, too.
Yeah. So it's a cool location, too. I love that taco truck.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Conley got me addicted to that thing, and it's like, now if I go to Fish Bites, I schedule it when they're open. I was like, all right, well, if you leave too early, she's not going to be open. I mean, those tacos are unreal.
Yeah,
plus
she does
you
real
have
well.
Nathan's new restaurant over there too.
Yep.
So
the old Creekside, it's St. Augustine Fish House and Oyster House, I think, mm-hmm, now. Yep.
So if you're on the wait, and you get their little, I guess they have those little marker things that vibrate or whatever. You just walk next door.
Do come some spend shopping. Some money with us.
Some shopping before you go back in there.
So what times are you all open then?
We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and then Saturday, 9 to 5, and Sunday, 10 to 3.
Okay.
Seven days a week.
Yeah, you guys are 7 days a week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, we had to. We had people coming by when we were closed, and, you know, got to do what you got to do.
So in some of the baits you have also, the artificials you have, I'm guessing you have top waters and
we have
jerk baits, all kind of stuff.
Oh right? We pretty much, and we do also have some frozen bait. No live bait, there never will be. So we're about artificials. So
They carry the DW lures that I've been throwing.
Oh yeah,
I love those things. I was there the day the guy brought them in to show him, and I was like, hey, I'll take a couple of those, and try them, and then I called him back and I ordered a dozen. You know, I'm like, and then they put them in the shop. Well, I didn't pick all of mine up.
And we ended up selling some of them.
Putting them on the shelf, and they were selling them. I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah.
But
and the salt donkey jigs are doing well. You know, we do well with those. And we're also the biggest North Florida dealer. We're the biggest dealer in North Florida for Daiwa now as well. So we carry their full line. Very well stocked on Daiwa.
What's the new Daiwa that just came out?
The Mont-Q.
Mont-Q. That's like their Stella version. Is that what that is?
It's a sealed reel. Mm-hmm. I compare it to the Florida Fishing Products reel.
Gotcha.
And it sure looks like the same person makes them. I don't know, you know, but I tell you what, they're very similar. The drag systems are very similar. You know, carbon X washers, you know, because as soon as these reels come in, you know, I'm taking them apart.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm looking at them. I want to know, you know.
What makes them tick?
I want to know, you know, some of these reel people, you know, these $200 reels have these cheap little felt washers in them, you know, and that's the first thing I do is look at the washers, you know. Yeah. I'm like, and they're just, you know, a lot of them are just bass reels, you know, just freshwater reels, you know, so.
That's the biggest problem I had with some of the reels I got, and I know Vic's had these problems too, I get them and I'm not the best with maintenance on my reels, but I do wash them. Mm-hmm. I rinse them off. I don't wash them.
Except for the ones you brought into me that had a white haze all over them from salt water.
I wanted to test them out.
And
I couldn't kill them. I mean, it's like, when you use them as a charter captain, I mean, come on, they're going to get beat up.
They get enough abuse without us having to abuse them too.
You know, and I like the speed knobs. I use the speed knobs on all my reels. They're a longer handle with a big round knob on it. So I was watching people with the smaller ones, and they're like twisting and bending it. And like, I'm like, guys, it just rolls in your hand easy. You know?
See that reel just going back
and forth? Yeah, I see it wobbling.
All you got to do is just turn it, you know.
And I tell you that I've been using I use the Real Animals version of or their line with Bull Bay, and I'm in love with those. They have the aluminum reel seat, which I really like. And you can, they also have the way the rods are designed. Your thumb lays across the blank because there's an open spot where you can feel a lot more of the bite.
It's incredible,
which helps my clients because now they can really feel it. I'm like, put your thumb there. You know, the braid's going to help you feel the bite, but now you can feel it through the blank, too.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So they understand because I'm like, you're getting a bite. They're like, I don't feel anything.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the bottom? I'm like, no, the bottom goes like this, and I'll tap the rod, you know, but this is a bite. You know, and they're like, oh. And then all of a sudden they feel like, I'm getting a bite. I go, well, set the hook, you know.
You can almost map the bottom with those rods.
Absolutely.
You know how the bottom looks, you know, almost.
Well, what's the they have the newer line that you guys got that are kind of that.
The Banshees.
Banshees.
Yeah, it's got a very fast tip on it, and those are for mainly for pitching artificials. Doesn't take much effort when you're using those rods to throw an artificial, and they come in a 6'8", a 7'4", and a 7'10", and a 6 to 12 pound version, and they have a 5 to 10 pound version as well.
Do they?
In the 7'4", I'm sure, and I think the 6'8" does too. So.
I have their assaults. I have the Brute Force, or the Brute, which is the one I use with the 8000s, and that's basically an offshore rod, but it works great for bull reds, bull drum. You know how bull drum fight a lot harder, and they're a lot bigger usually than the bull reds. And then I have the snipers.
Yep.
And the snipers are, and the assaults are my go-to tarpon rods. The snipers, phenomenal for casting big artificials.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you put the 5,000 on it, and the 5,000 has 30-something pounds of drag, I do believe.
Something like
36,
that, yeah.
36, I do believe it is. So at 20 pounds of drag, like, that's a lot of drag.
It is.
So you put it on there and cast the artificials or a live bait with it, fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then a client, it's manageable for a client. You know, that in the 6,000s.
Mm-hmm.
Once you step up to the 8,000, it's a big reel.
It is.
You know, it takes somebody who's usually used to using a bigger reel to use that. Mm-hmm. But those guys who want to surf cast, those reels would be perfect, the fives and the sixes, because you cast
hold
them
a lot of line.
Yeah, they hold a lot of line.
The
line comes off the spool really well,
mm-hmm.
as long as you spool it correctly,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you got to fill them up. You know, once they get down to a certain, you know, you have more friction.
Yep.
But, shoot, you put on that 20-pound J-braid,
yep.
be zinging that thing to Cuba.
We'll usually back them up with a little mono first. Mm-hmm. Depending on how much braid we want to get on there, we want to fill that spool up to the edge if we can. So,
well, you know what I like to do is I order a couple extra spools when I get my reels.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll use my reels for 4 or 5 months or 3 months, however it's getting worn. But you'll see it start to get haired up.
Yep.
Then all I do is take the new spool, put it on the reel, put the other one on, you know, a roller, and then just back spool mm-hmm. it. So now the back in my lower stuff is the old braid, yep. and all the fresh stuff is on top.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it works. You can do that with mono, too. You just have your backing on it.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Sometimes it has a little memory, and mm-hmm. it kind of fights you, you know, if you put it on the opposite way.
Yeah.
I've found that out. Even the braid has a little memory, but yeah, I would flip it, you know. I mean, the mono, not so much, but the braid, yeah. you can do that. You know?
Well, I'll get out in the boat and cut the leader or cut the hook off and feed it out a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I have clients that are reeling through the drag all the time,
yeah,
I'll do that every once in a while. Cut the weight off the hook and throw the line out back and just troll it out till I get it out and it'll unwind it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Take the loops out of it.
Yeah.
We used to have to do that with our kingfish rods and everything until we, you know, started replacing the line with that stuff. But
mm-hmm.
no, it's like, I'm looking forward. You guys are having a big event coming up too. Are you talking about that yet?
Brett Burford is helping with this benefit, surf fishing tournament coming up.
Nice.
And we have, you know, like I said, we have something planned every month. And we're also going to be at the boat show. That's the 17th and the 18th. So we're there. We're trying to do it all, or at least get
it. Do you have something coming up in May?
You know, I don't really know the whole schedule. I don't have it sitting in front of me. But
gotcha. But
I think we have actually have a couple coming up in May, and they're all always on Saturdays, and they're usually always around 12 or 2, you know. And if you follow the Fish Bites Trading Post on Facebook, you'll get the notifications and everything. So
yeah, it's definitely on mine. I'm watching it all the time.
Also, what's your phone number down there?
It's 217-8012, and it's at 170 Nick's Boatyard Road. It's right next to Home Depot.
Okay, so it's pretty easy to find.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really
easy to find. We have signs out, and we're right next to the old Creekside, you know, the new seafood restaurant.
Yeah.
It's on the Fish Bites property. We have a few acres there where we actually make the baits on the property.
Mm.
So everything's done there on premises. Oh,
that's pretty cool. I went through I didn't see the way they made the Fight Club baits, but I went through Brett, the other Brett.
Yep.
Brett, I call him Brett Fish Bites. He took me through where they were making the baits.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like making pizza.
I bet it is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they have the big pizza balls, as I call them. They flatten them out. They put it through, and it presses them through onto that mat. And I was like, wow. I was like, I just want sheets.
<You know?
laughs>
Cut
big, thick sheets for bull red fishing and stuff like that. I tell you what's – a lot of guys are using them offshore now. And trigger fish especially.
Yeah.
You know, because they can't eat it off.
Yep.
And when you can drop down that instead of squid that gets eaten off, sometimes it never makes it to the bottom, but with the fish bites, it gets down there and gets...
Squid strips, man.
Yeah.
And crab strips.
Yeah.
Crab chunks. That's the way to go offshore.
Wow. We'll be right back.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A U.S. Capitol police officer who died after a man rammed his car into him and another officer at a barricade was identified yesterday as an 18-year veteran of the force. William Billy Evans joined the department in 2003 and was a member of its first responders unit. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hailed Evans as what she called a martyr for our democracy. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said he was heartbroken. The death is the latest moment of sorrow for the department after the loss of Brian Sicknick in the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis is issuing an executive order banning businesses from requiring customers to show proof they've been vaccinated against COVID-19 to get service. In the order, DeSantis asserts that, quote, vaccination passports reduce individual freedom and will harm patient privacy. This is SRN News.
Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
My name's Barry. I live right above you.
I don't host parties. I host after parties. They're like parties, only louder and nobody goes home.
You can see right here I ripped out all the carpeting because it was holding me back with my pogo stick. Man's got a pogo.
Oh, I'm a prankster. I'll grease up a soda can and then when somebody grabs it, boom!
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor, but we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm calling to schedule a shipment.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can turn your business upside down.
Boss, pickup is at 7?
Team, we gotta hustle.
Like at Sumita's online chai company, to avoid back orders, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church, invites you to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday expository preaching of God's Word, 7 p.m. Sunday expository preaching of God's Word, 7 p.m. Wednesday Bible Q&A with fellowship meal. They're located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road in the heart of Mandarin, just 1 mile south of I-295.
Does your family deserve the freshest produce? Well, obviously, of course they do. And nothing's fresher than the straight off the bush strawberries and blueberries from the Towers Family Farms. And it's super simple. You just pay for what you pick. Mark your calendars for opening weekend, Saturday, April 10th. And bring your family, because after all, memories aren't made at the grocery store. They're made at the farm. Towers Family Farms. Follow Towers Family Farms on Facebook and Instagram.
Remembering what Rush said then was right.
What do we do here every day? I simply report the news. All of it.
And still is.
And give you aspects of it and angles that you don't get in the drive-by media. Or maybe in any other place. We don't do topics here. We don't do guests. We just do the news of the day related to how I can use it to inform people what I believe. It's a way of explaining the horrors of liberalism.
Weekdays from noon till 3, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB. How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Sunny skies through Wednesday with a high today of 65, up to 71 Sunday. 77 on Monday, and Tuesday and Wednesday into the lower 80s. Mostly clear nights, low tonight, Sunday night into the middle 40s. Monday through Wednesday night, looking for lows into the middle 50s.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back. And just trying to see who was calling on the phone so we could go ahead and get him on there.
You know, we were talking about different products. We were offshore fishing one day and ran out of bait.
Mm-hmm.
And we had pogie oil because we had kingfished a lot. So we took some of our hand towels and cut them up in pieces and soaked them in it. And we're hooking it and using it for bottom baits.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that was, you know, I'm like, we were sitting there thinking, I was like, we're out of bait. The bite was on fire. Yeah. And it's like, you know, what are we going to use? And I'm thinking about it, So I'm like, so I cut a piece up. I got, I doubt this will work. And, you know, put it on, drop down. I'm like, oh, yeah. Sweet. You know?
And a lot of people don't realize that scent that much. Yeah. You know? But, I mean, it's like, you know, using a crab up in the creeks or using a crab out in the, you know, in the river. I mean, all the time, I mean, forever. I mean, I fished here for over 60 years. And you think about that, that's, you know, even dead shrimp. Mm-hmm. I mean, dead shrimp smell more than live shrimp. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's all about the scent. I mean, these fish, they, from what I understand, I mean, I read a lot and always have, but supposedly these fish, the closer they get to the bait, they start tasting it because they got that tongue, you know, that mm-hmm. they can actually taste the scent in the water also, not only smell it, but taste the scent in the water. So, you know, it's a lot of it has to do with that, you know, and so using the fish bites with the scented, like the crab, the shrimp, and clam, I mean, that's just got to be a big plus.
Yeah, it is. That's why I mix it up, too. I'll put shrimp, crab, clam. I'll put something different on every mm-hmm. hook and find out what they really want.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. sometimes they want clam, sometimes they want shrimp, sometimes they want crab.
The old, what we used to call was the drum cocktail was, uh-huh. you know, was a piece of clam and a crab at yeah. the same time, mm-hmm. you know, on the same hook. And that's what we used to use all the time for this giant drum. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning again.
Oh, hey, yeah. Yes, sir.
I want to, once again, for setting up the thing with Fish Bites for the Hooked on Heroes, and I wanted to publicly thank Fish Bites. They contributed 300 bags of product
wow.
to the Hooked on Heroes outing next weekend.
Awesome.
That's phenomenal.
That's awesome. Man. I'm glad it worked out because, I mean, you know, the guys at Fish Bites are always trying to help everybody. And they yeah. want to do stuff, you know, they respect, and I'm speaking for them, but they have a, seem to have a lot of respect for our veterans and our local people. So it's one of the reasons I like working with them, you know. Awesome. I'm glad to hear it.
Thank you.
I'm really, really impressed that they went to that level.
Yes. I mean, that is amazing.
For an organization they probably never heard of. So that was great.
Yep. Glad it happened.
Thank you, Chip, for coordinating it.
Yeah, you need to talk to them about your spinner baits and your no brainers down there too,
and even a popping cork.
Yep. So they have I had said something to him when I was down there about the weighted circle. I love his mini brainers and the big no brainers. I've been using them for years, especially if you're using crab and you know you're yeah. using a bigger hook and a weighted circle hook so you can cast it a mile and it holds the bait in place.
Yes.
And then the smaller circle hooks I use a lot on popping corks with artificials and with bait. So mm-hmm. and Rob makes them. He makes great spinner baits too. He makes all kinds of stuff. But
you got to take a trip down there.
Yeah, we'd like to check them out, Rob.
Well, I'm blind and don't drive, so my trips any place are limited and my driver is, I won't go into that.
We'll get some product
from you. Well,
hopefully
you'll get down there soon.
I'd love to show y'all what I've got to offer and give you a price list.
Okay, that sounds like a deal.
All we got to do is arrange it.
Okay, that can be done.
My number is 223-9443.
Yeah, I got it right here. I just shared it with him.
Chip's got it. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Chip. Appreciate it.
You got it. Have a good one, Rob.
All right.
Thanks, everybody.
Appreciate it. Appreciate you talking about him there, Rob.
See you, Rob.
All righty. Y'all have a great weekend, yeah?
Thank you, too. Sir.
Yeah, his no-brainers, I've been using for a long time. Yeah.
I've used his spinners before, his spinner baits.
His yep. spinner baits I love for flounder. God.
Well, one of the things about the no-brainers, too, that I like is, you know, when you get a fish on a jig head, a lot of times people would jerk it too quick, you know, not jerk it at all, and they swallow it or whatever. But, you know, also, if you get a nice redfish on it and he's heading back to the boat, a lot of times he can shake it.
Yep.
Usually the no-brainer hooks them inside the mouth, and they're even if they're heading back and people stop reeling because they think the fish is off the line, you tell them to catch up with them, you know, yeah. reel it faster, catch up with them, fish is still on there,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, I mean, it's,
that's good.
They're great hooks. They really are.
You know,
good deal.
Leon, Dana, and I use this trick with the no-brainers. Sometimes we get to spots and we're super shallow water. Granted, Leon can go a little bit shallower than I can, but I'll take and put a make a knocker rig out of it, mm-hmm. and put another egg sinker on it. So it's already got a weight on it. So now I've added a half ounce to an ounce, and you can friggin' fling it a mile. So you put that quarter crab there, and you're like emptying your spool to get it to where the redfish are or ahead of them, and just letting it sit there, you know, for the clients. Because, you know, we're out there every day. They don't eat artificials every day. They don't eat bait every day, you know, but anything that we can find. You know, because
that helps.
Yeah, because they're not, you know, they're like cycles of everything else. You know, they're not going to feed every day like they do, especially in the wintertime.
Oh, full moon.
Yeah. I love the way they used to schedule tournaments. It'd be the worst tides, the worst moon, and then it'd be blowing 100 miles an hour.
Well, they probably didn't even look at the tides. You know,
no, they
back
looked at
before, you know, they probably didn't look at
they
the
looked
tides.
At what would work. Yeah. But that's when you saw the guys who caught the fish, though. I mean, more power to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the hardest part for me with tournaments was I'm a charter captain, you know, a guide. So I have to stay in that charter mode all the time. And then you got to flip into a tournament mode when you're looking for two fish of a certain size.
Right.
And with our charters, we're wanting to bend the rods and get people on them. So, you know, it was fun. But and now it's, I look back, and if we had the – some of the baits we have now, when we first started back then, I was like, oh, you know.
Well, that's like, you know, some of the artificial-only tournaments. Mm-hmm. I mean, you go out there and people are just throwing out their dead stick in a bait.
Yeah.
You know, it's not really artificial fishing, but, you know.
Yeah. when they said gulp was an artificial, it was used a lot. And some of the guys would dead stick them and cast way out there with heavier jigs to get into the schools of fish to get the bites, you know, and it's a tournament, and if it's legal, it's legal. It might not be the prettiest way to do it, but, you know.
I just kind of, I guess I got burnt out on tournaments or whatever, but, you know, I mean, I've gotten some money from them and stuff, and it's, you know, I guess it was fun back in the day, but, you know, it gets to the point where it makes a long day.
Oh, it does.
And
the anxiety the night before and that morning, I never would sleep. Did I do this right? Did I put the right line back on? Did I get on? You know, and then, you know, it's like when I used to fish with Bob Morris is one of the best tournament anglers I know. And he would just be like so calm and relaxed. And he was the perfect partner to fish a tournament with.
Yeah.
Because you'd lose the fish, you get frustrated, and he'd be like, it's all right, there'll be another one.
Yeah.
You know, and then boom, he'd hook another one. You're like, sweet. You know? Yeah, I like the one man series they have, you know, watching those guys, because you have one guy, you can keep two redfish, you know, to weigh in, and it's just you, you know, and then you've got to grind at it. But when you have a partner, you can work each other as far as calming each other down and work off each other's strengths, you know, where one guy's throwing a topwater and the other's following it right up with a soft plastic. Because if they're going to hit that topwater, I like doing it with a spinnerbait. You know, because you throw that spinnerbait, you can reel it up higher in the water column, and they'll always hit it. You know, it's like, oh, I couldn't get that one, but hey, there's one right there.
Or a shallow running plug behind it.
Absolutely.
Yep.
There's so many plugs out there that Vic and I were talking one day about all the hard plastics, and it's like.
Well, and some of the things that we've used years ago that work. And we don't use them
anymore. Yeah, we don't use them anymore.
You know,
it's come like, and gone.
Why not?
Yeah.
You know,
and now
not?
You go back to them and then you go fishing with them and go, why haven't I been using
this?
Yep.
It's it's like this worked, you know, 30 years ago.
Like the old tube baits that were stuffed in fish bite strips back in the early 2000s.
They still work great.
Yeah.
You know, they work great for bass that way, too.
Thank you, Captain Scott Jones.
Yeah. I tell you what, you need to have him do another seminar.
Yeah.
He's a wealth
great.
Of knowledge.
Yeah. He is.
You know. It's like when he did his.
Fishes everywhere.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, I mean, I see his post. He fishes everywhere.
Yep.
You know,
it's the real deal.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that tube bait, those stuffed is like money.
Yep.
You know, and if you use the, they make a tube jig. Mm-hmm. I've got some of them where you mm-hmm. poke a little hole in it so it stays inside the bait.
Oh, yeah. We'll be back.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
Howdy.
Yeah, you can put fish bites on. Yeah. Treble hook is all any kind of dead or live bait.
Yep.
If it's natural bait, you can't use a treble hook.
I gotcha.
So on fish bites, gulp, anything like that, you can use a treble hook. But, the tube baits and all that used to work great. But, like Chip was talking about, as, we take charters out there, I mean, you need every little extra
advantage you can get.
Advantage. Yep. Yeah. So it works out good,
Mm-hmm.
But so you were talking earlier, I know you'd mentioned this earlier about what times y'all are open. Go ahead and mention that again, what times y'all are open.
We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5, and Sunday 10 to 3.
Okay. So most of the time people are probably going to go down there on Saturdays a lot. So I would say 9 to 5.
When it's a crummy day, we're real busy because everybody's just looking not for fishing. Something to do and not fishing. Yep. Yeah. So,
And the best thing to do for an angler if you're not fishing is go look at more tackle.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's always nice. Spend some money.
That's always good or not good depending on what your pocketbook's like. But
you make a day out of it too. There's great restaurants. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's one way to get the wife or the girlfriend to go.
And it's St. Augustine. Yeah. And there's always something to do there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's cool. I like the seminars they're doing. I mean, that's really cool. The community, gets into it. And the guys, that I've met down there that were, one guy drove all the way from Palm Coast or, somewhere like that to get there to check it out. And, I'm like, awesome.
Yeah.
It's like, I learn from every seminar I've ever watched. I learn from Vic. I learn from Scott Jones. I learn from Kirk Waltz. Anybody that I can learn something from as far as fishing, I want to know about it.
Oh, yeah. They all have a little piece of the pie.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and I've always said, too, seminars, I mean, you know, you could be an expert fisherman and whatever, but if you learn just one thing, you know, and if it's only just one thing, I mean, you can use that one thing for the rest of your life. So you just kind of add that to the next seminar, you learn one thing, and the next thing, you know, I mean, even if it's only one thing you learn, you know, how to do a different technique, because as you well know, people can come here and fish with you. They can fish with Captain Mike Darva, fish with me. It's all a little bit different.
True.
You know, it's all different. So even though we fish the same area, it's all, you know, techniques are different. You was talking about catching sea bass a while ago. I just want to remind everybody the sea bass opened federal waters April 1st. And this year they're saying that they estimated that it's going to be below the natural catch, the recreational landings. So they don't expect to close the sea bass this year at all. So it'll be open from April 1st until next April. So, you know, that's going to be pretty good. If they do that,
old greenheads
keep it up, yeah, man.
Man, those big ones are tasty.
And for some reason, I don't know why, but in April, this is the month right now where we used to go to Tip of the South Jetties, and there's a hole out there. You know where the hole in those rocks are? You'd be up in, you know, as the rocks are getting higher and higher, going towards the tip, you'd get into like 42, 43 feet of water, and all of a sudden it dropped down like 59 feet. There's a little hole. It's probably size enough for maybe two boats to fish it if they're pretty close. We used to get them big greenheads in there in April. And, I mean, they'd be like 3-4 pounds. Awesome. It was just unbelievable how big the sea bass. I mean, when I first found them years ago, it was like we were catching, you know, black drum. And thought we had another drum on. Raised up, it's like a 3-pound sea bass. I'm like, good gracious, you know. And we sit there and just limit that on sea bass. And for whatever reason, I don't know why, but in April, it was like for about a week and a half, 2 weeks, they'd come in there for some reason. I don't understand why, but whatever it was nice.
And you figured them out, so.
Yeah, and they didn't do that last year. I don't know what happened last year. They didn't do it, but anyway. Flying flounder wingo?
Yeah, that's a joke about flying flounder.
Is that sight fishing for them?
Yeah, when you see them jump, people are like, they don't jump. I'm like, they do.
Yeah, they do.
I love to see one jump. I pitched some over there so quick.
Are you kidding me? I'm like, oh, I'm going to catch him. The first time I saw it, I'm like, what was that?
Yep.
And then, they get in that super shallow water, and they're just popping baits out of the water.
Yeah.
That's such an aggressive fish. I'm
like,
hey,
somebody hand me a rod real quick, you know, or throw it over there as fast as I can, you know, when you see one.
I guess there's some dredging going on in one of the neighborhoods towards the Beach Boulevard. Somebody was telling me the other day they were watching them scoop it up and drop it and watching the big flounder falling out of the bucket that were laying up in the mud. On top of the mud.
You know, I wonder how many fish they've killed with them dredges like that. Yeah. And they go down in that bucket and just, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. I'm surprised environmentalists hadn't got over them because of all the habitat that we've lost over the past year and a half in there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've moved those buoys around. They widened the channel. They blew out all that bedrock with dynamite. It's just amazing to me the environmentalists.
That was some maintenance, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're just doing a little maintenance, and they changed the whole flow of the river.
Yeah, like Chick-a-Pit.
Yeah.
When they started using that term, localized charges, you know, people didn't know what it meant, you know. But, I mean, you're out there blowing out bedrock that all these fish, you know, go to feed, and it's just unbelievable. To it now, look at your depth finder.
Yeah.
It's not rock. Yeah, remember, it's just smooth.
Remember when we looked at that spot the other day that was such a great drum and red bull red spot?
Yeah.
You know, Chick-a-Pit used to be, we're talking West Chick-a-Pit, where they put the pillow tops or the mattress pads, whatever you want to call them, for the jetty.
Mm-hmm.
At a negative tide, we had a spot in there that was money.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the perfect charter spot for redfish because you could catch anywhere from 30 to 100, and they would sit in one spot in about 6 feet of water when the flats would dump off and they're, you know, on a negative tide, and you had plenty of water. You could go in there and power pole down in like 2 feet of water and face back towards the hole, and it was phenomenal, you know, because I would look at the calendars and find those negative tides. and like, all right, I'm going there on this date, there on this date, there on this date. And you can fish tournaments back in there because you could see them, you know, on the lower tides. And the water was usually pretty clean in there. But I slid back there a couple times, and it's gotten a little shallow. Did a little rubbing, racing. I mean, shining that prop and come back with a brand new motor and look in your skegs, you know, there's no paint on it. You're like,
oh, I never have skeg on my paint on my skeg. I don't know how many motors I've had. I've never had paint on them. I even tried on my Honda when I first got it, and the paint came off of it. You know, I've tried to, you know, of course, it was silver. So what I tried to do is paint it silver back, you know, and it's like the first trip out, it was gone again. I mean, it's just never.
Fighting a losing battle,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it's like, I just forget it, you know.
Yep.
Trying to find that picture. You know the stainless steel skeg guards?
Yeah.
Leon's is like folded back, wide open.
Split open, I saw that.
Like, dude, what did you hit now?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I mean, they need, if Maverick built a four-wheel drive edition, he's got it, you know. Because, I mean, he'll go spots, and I'm like, he's like, come back here. I'm like, nope. I'm like, I'm not going back there. You know, I know better. And I've been with him fishing, and when he's running the boat, you're just like an extra grip on the cooler. You're sitting under the seat because he flies through those back creeks back there, you know. But he gets on him. He gets right to where the fish are, you know. The creek, you'll look back behind him. He's poling. You'll look back, and there's just enough water for, like, the keel of the boat to be floating in.
Oh, yeah.
And he's poling up through it and getting on him back in there. So
that's what it takes sometimes.
Yeah, more power to him.
Yep.
You know, I'm too old to pole.
Me too. And the other thing is, I like my motor a little more.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, yeah, just come around that corner and hang it tight on that side. I'm like, no. You know,
my motor is 23,000. This last one, so it's like I like it a little, you know, a little bit better.
Yeah, right.
Try to take care of it anyway.
Yeah, after I replaced that one, I was like, ooh, I might want to be a little bit more careful, you know, and especially right now, getting a motor.
I bet. Yeah.
You know, I mean, Eggers is replacing his right now, and he got lucky, and they expected it a couple months later, and he's getting it early.
Oh, wow.
Which is nice, but.
I hadn't even thought about that, but yeah, getting a motor might be a real problem right nowadays. You know, you might have to go buy a whole boat and everything.
I know it is with the Yamahas anyway.
Yeah. So, I mean, Mercury might be a little different, but...
And Suzuki's a little different,
with their new 600 they're trying to get out.
Yeah. Well,
you seen that?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, you got to figure these guys who are running quads, they can run, you know, dual motors or trips.
Either that or they'll try to put quads on it with that.
Yeah. Well, the next thing we'll see is a 65-foot center console.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, with 10 motors on it. And...
Well, Brett, it was great having you in here. Appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Captain. I enjoyed being here.
Yeah, appreciate it. It was a great show. And give them a call down there at Fish Bites Trading Post. It's 904-217-8012. And when they're open, go down there and check them out down there.
Seven days a week.
They'll be open at 9 o'clock this morning, so head on down there if you're not out there fishing, because today's not going to be a decent day, it looks like. With the 20-knot nor'easter going.
Good day to tackle shop.
Yeah, it would be. A little bit chilly and a lot of wind. So anyway, give you a good time to go down there and check it out. That's Fish Bites Trading Post down in St. Augustine. Give them a call and they can give you directions there. Thank you again. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Thanks.